I always love interviewing former students, and I get to be with Noah Eisenhower today. Noah not only was a graduate of Freeport High School in 2023, Noah is a race car driver. And Noah is growing leaps and bounds and doing fabulous projects, especially being a part of the Colwicky Driver Development Program. He's also sticking around Freeport and doing some things, which is just outstanding. Noah, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. I am so interested, and I see on your Facebook page, and I see so many wonderful things about what you're doing and growing as a race car driver. Let's start off with the simple question of, when did you know you wanted to be a race car driver, and how did it start?
I mean, just like a lot of other kids that come up nowadays, their parents are getting them introduced to racing through go-karts or bandoleros now, at the early ages of 8 and even before that. So I got into it at the age of 4. My dad introduced me to dirt racing on oval tracks with go-karts, and I kind of took to it. And we won 2 track championships in 2010 and 2011, and it just kind of snowballed from there.
So with that snowball, where do you usually race? Where do you usually race? Everywhere, or are there certain tracks that you race?
Over the last 2 years, this new All-Star Challenge Pro Late Model Tour has had us travel quite a bit to different tracks across the Midwest here, through Iowa, up through Wisconsin, and also some tracks in here in Illinois. So we'll be going to some multiple different tracks here at the end of the season here that I'm excited to get to that we haven't raced yet in this Prolate model. So I'm excited to get a new setup in the car and see what we can do.
How many weekends do you race?
It's probably between, I want to say 15, and then some guys choose to race up northwards of 20. So it just depends on what your schedule allows. And I've got other factors such as college going into that. So I'm just taking a look before I even get going for the 2025 season. I had to really look at, you know, later in the year, what we can schedule, what we can count for these Colwicky program races, and what it all will entail. And, you know, as the season progresses, you know, you got to make some changes to the schedule, which we ended up having to do. So just laying it all out at the beginning and seeing where it goes.
Now, we're going to get into the specific part of the Colwicky program in just a little bit. But I seriously want to ask the question. I've always wanted to know this for a driver. And what you get into a crash and basically you look at this car and it is just mangled. It's mangled. How long does it take to fix it? How long does it take to put it back together? And how long does it take for you to get it back out on the track?
I mean, it's just like anything, it's a severity thing. So if it's something that I can feel immediately right after crash, if it's still remotely drivable, I will relay that information as quick as possible to my team communication and see if we can pit and get it all fixed up, at least make a half decent points day out of it. Other times we're junk and we can't do nothing about it. Car won't steer, car won't fire, whatever the case may be. Then we just kind of have to take our gut shot for the day and move on. So, once we get it back in the shop, we reevaluate, look at what's bent, what's straight, what's savable, what do we got to get new, look at budget and make the decision from there. And usually we're able to get it ironed out within 3-4 days or so if material and, products come in on time, and we should be ready to go for the next week.
All right. So thank you for letting me know that. There you go. I got that. Now let's talk about the Colwicky Driver Development Program. This is a huge deal. This is pushing you towards many goals. Can you tell me what the Colwicky Driver Development Program is, what you're doing with it, how you were chosen for it, and how many other racers are a part of it this year?
Yeah, so the neat thing about the Colwicky Driver Development Program is that you kind of apply throughout the off season, and there your name goes into a driver's pool, and then the board will select you down to probably this year it was 13 semifinalists, and then we had semifinalist interviews in late winter, and then after that, you get a phone call probably late March saying if you were picked or not. And then it was Thursday morning. I think it was late March, March 28th, 29th, somewhere in there. I got a phone call at 9 a.m. sent from North Carolina, and it was Mr. Ryan Zeck, the coordinator of the program. He called me. He says, hey, Noah, you've been picked as a Kulwicki Underbird or a full finalist. So in that moment, I was kind of brought with a lot of emotion because, you know, I didn't think I was going to get it. And just being a semi-finalist in this program is a huge honor, no less one of the five finalists. So amongst the five of us, the Kulwicki Cup in a nutshell is a chase for the Kulwicki Cup amongst five drivers across the country, running in our own areas of the country, respectively, to where we are. But how we are able to obtain and win this Kulwicki Cup and get points is through, you know, on-track performance as well as off-track performance, such as charitable donations, charity work, etc. So, just keeping all those factors is what gets you to the front of this Kulwicki program, and just seeing where that goes has been a really cool journey so far this year.
So this Kulwicki Cup that you're talking about, so if you and all the races, if you get this Kulwicki Cup, what does this mean? Does this mean anything?
It's a huge deal in short track racing, not just in the Midwest, but across the country. The Kulwicki name is really respected. This program was started by the Allen Kulwicki's family. And Mr. Allen Kulwicki won the NASCAR Winston Cup Series Championship in 1992. So just having that, put it in your resume and having to say that you at least participated, no less won the Kulwicki Cup, is a huge honor to have on your racing resume.
So with your racing resume that you're talking about, and you going into college and doing this, I'm assuming that you want to continue racing for a long time.
As much as I want to, I really want to stay in the driver's seat as much as possible, learn as much things as I can before, you know, the cost kind of pushes me out. So I don't want to say that, but I am met with that reality of, you know, it could happen. You know, not everyone makes it behind the seat in this sport, and that's okay. I really want to take my resources while I can. I spend as much time in the seat as I can. I have a lot of good people surrounding me that want to see me succeed behind the seat, but as well as probably since I was 6, 7, 8 years old, I was looking into the Purdue Motorsports Engineering program, which is where I currently am studying motorsports engineering, is at Purdue Indianapolis. And, you know, I always thought if I don't make it behind the wheel and in the seat, I have this other avenue of motorsports engineering where I could at least, you know, put someone else's situation in the best place that they can on top of their pit box.
Well, I'll tell you this, Noah, you have always been a thinker. You've always been on top of things. And that's a really great way to look at it. Now, I would assume being a part of this development program with your car, you have some sponsors that basically are helping you out a little bit and whatever. Who are some of these people that are kind of behind you and helping you throughout this whole program?
Yeah, it's been a huge journey with a lot of these sponsors. A lot of these sponsors have been around for quite a few years as we've been progressing up through the different ranks, and a couple of new guys this year too. So I want to thank BarcoCars.com for coming on this year as a new sponsor, but I also want to thank Dan Rieger at Dan 66 for staying with us and being our major sponsor for this year. Slumberland Furniture has been with us for a while. Hooker Custom Harness down here in Freeport's been really good to us for a multiple different variety of things over the years. So Gina, the insurance guy, Lusher, HVAC, I can't thank all these guys enough. And anybody else who I miss, I can't thank you guys enough, family and friends, et cetera. It's been a ride this year.
So with it being a ride, let's say someone's listening to this going, you know what? I want to see this kid successful. I want to help him out. How can they get a hold of you if they want to help you sponsor your car or sponsor your program?
You can check us out on pretty much all socials at NDE Racing, Noah Eisenhower, or hit us up at www.nderacing.com.
NDE Racing, Noah Eisenhower, number five. So Connor's going to ask you a couple questions at the end here. What's the worst crash you've ever been into?
Worst crash I was into was, I think it was 2012. At Grundy, Illinois, I was coming out of turn 2. It was hot and greasy in practice. I spun out, yellow fell. This other kid wasn't paying any attention for probably 10 seconds, and he hit me straight on. I think I was 8 years old, I think, 8 or 10. My head hit the roll bar and knocked me out, and I was still missing 9 hours of that day. So,
Wow. Okay. What's been your best victory?
Best victory was Rockford Speedway 2014. I just had my 9th birthday and we swept the night after that. And I was declared the youngest feature winner ever in the history of the Rockford Speedway, which is now closed. So I will hold that record forever.
All right. Here's your last question, Noah. Why racing?
Why racing? It's different. That's why it's not like the stick and ball sports where, you know, you have one bad day and then you're moving on to the next game. Well, ours is accumulation of points across the whole season. So you have one bad day at the beginning of the year, you're still going to feel that impact at the end of the year. And just that having that adrenaline rush throughout the whole duration of the day, really, because you're spending the whole day in the car through practice, qualifying, heat races and feature races. Just having that adrenaline rush all day is what keeps me going. And the drive for competition of, you know, we still need to get a win and we're still hungry to do so. And we did fall short July 25th at Golden Sands. We did finish T2, but just falling short was kind of a gut shot that day. And I should have had that one. So we're just going to keep pushing.
So Noah Eisenhower, a part of the ColWiki Driver Development Program, doing wonderful things. Anybody wants to be a part of his team, check out NDE.com. NDE.com?
NDEracing.com.
NDEracing.com to be a part of it. Noah, thank you so much for being a part of this, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much.